Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. We made it to the last hump day of the month of March. We caught you with news headlines coming up on this Wednesday. Have a message from my book, Word That Choose to Live By. Have Musical Artist of the Week, Justin Timberlake. Have Dr. Todd's positive thoughts. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of my conversation with Dr. Velma Bagby, the best-selling author of the kids series. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Wednesday headlines. In national news, at least 6 people unaccounted for as the cargo ship crashes levels Baltimore Bridge. A major Baltimore bridge collapsed like a house of cards early Tuesday morning after it was struck by a container ship, sending several vehicles plunging into the dark water below, sparking an intense search for survivors and shutting down one of the nation's busiest ports. Maryland Governor Wes Moore declared a state of emergency and said the calamity that knocked down the Francis Scott Key Bridge was likely the result of an accident and not an act of terrorism. Our state is in shock, Moore said. Moore said the cargo ship Dolly notified authorities it lost power and issued a mayday moments before the 984-foot vessel slammed into a bridge support at a speed of 8 knots, which is about 9 miles per hour. Meanwhile, rescue crews used sonar detected at least 5 vehicles in the frigid 50-foot deep water, including 3 passenger cars, a cement truck, and another vehicle of some kind, Moore said. An unknown number of workers were doing repairs on the bridge when the ship hit a support pillar, and at least 6 people were still believed to be missing, Moore said. Our exclusive focus is on saving lives, the governor said. The Dolly had just left Point Breeze in Maryland en route to Sri Lanka when it crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Earlier, 2 workers were rescued from the water, Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace said. One was in good condition and refused treatment. The other was seriously injured and was being treated in a trauma center. Moore said there might be drivers in the water were it not for the folks who, upon hearing the mayday, blocked off the bridge and kept other vehicles from crossing. These people are heroes, Moore said. They saved lives. They saved lives. Nearly 8 years ago, the Dolly was involved in another collision. In July 2016, the ship collided with a quay at the port in Belgium, damaging the quay. The Nautical Commission investigated the accident, but the details of the probe were not immediately clear Tuesday to NBC News. In more national news, judge issues gag order barring Donald Trump from commenting on witnesses and others in hush money case. A New York judge issued a gag order Tuesday barring Donald Trump from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors in his upcoming hush money criminal trial. The judge cited the former president's prior comments about him and others in the case, as well as a looming April 15th trial date and granting a prosecution request for what it termed a narrowly tailored order barring Trump from making certain out-of-court statements. It is without question that the imminency of the risk of harm is now paramount, the judge said. Prosecutors had asked for the gag order, citing what they called Trump's long history of making public and inflammatory remarks about people involved in his legal cases. The gag order does not bar comments about the judge or Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, but it prohibits Trump from attacking key figures in the case, like his former lawyer-turned-nemesis Michael Cohen or Stormy Daniels. The prosecutor's office declined to comment. Messages seeking comment were left for Trump's campaign, says the Associated Press. The gag order adds to restrictions put in place after Trump's arraignment last April that prohibit him from using evidence in the case to attack witnesses. In more national news, dairy cattle in Texas and Kansas test positive for bird flu, says the Associated Press. Milk from dairy cows in Texas and Kansas has tested positive for bird flu, U.S. officials said on Monday. Officials with the Texas Animal Health Commission confirmed the flu virus is the type known for decades that caused outbreaks in birds and to occasionally infect people. The virus is affecting older dairy cows in those states and in New Mexico, causing decreased lactation and low appetite. It comes a week after officials in Minnesota announced that goats on a farm where there had been an outbreak of bird flu among poultry were diagnosed with the virus. In entertainment news, Golden Globes lands 5-year deal to air on CBS and stream on Paramount Plus, says the Associated Press. The Golden Globes and CBS have reached a 5-year deal to broadcast the annual awards show and stream it live on Paramount Plus. It was announced on Monday. The new agreement, which begins with January's telecast, gives the Globes a new broadcast home following years of turmoil. The Globes had long resided at NBC before a scandal enveloped the organization behind the awards, leading NBC to give them up. CBS stepped in to air the 81st Golden Globes in January and was rewarded with a ratings boost. The telecast pulled in an average 9.4 million viewers, up about 50% from 2023 when NBC moved the Globes to a Tuesday. And finally, in business news, Wall Street hangs near its records as Krispy Kreme and Trump media soar. U.S. stocks ticked higher Tuesday near their record levels, says the Associated Press. The S&P 500 was up 0.2% in afternoon trading, coming off a listless performance where it edged a bit further from its all-time high set last week. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Your life is a blessing. Though you might not see it now, try to remember that the creator of all things saw fit to put you here for a reason. It's up to you what you do with it. Have an amazing Wednesday. Justin Timberlake is our artist of the week. This week, here's his single Paradise featuring NSYNC right here on the Conversation Daily News.
Thought I'd find someone like you, and even the test of time, no, nothing could divide what's meant for you and I. Oh, we've been down a long, long road now, look at where we are. We were chasing after hopes and dreams, and we're still under the stars. If it would feel the same as the day when we were young and not afraid. Cause I waited, I've been waiting forever, right here for this moment between you and I. Everything is happening, it's just what I the endless sea, just so I could be right here next to you. Ooh, cause when your heart's close to mine, I know God's plan is divine, and it's meant for you and I. And I know we've been down a long, long road now.
Between you and I. guys.
It's now time for Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts. Enjoy.
I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Todd with a Positive 365 Positive Thought. Treat yourself with kindness, practice self-compassion, and be gentle with yourself, especially during challenging times. Be as gentle with yourself as you would with a dear friend or others. Self-compassion is a powerful tool for personal growth.
Dr. Teresa A. Smith is a professional counselor, author, and worldwide media influencer, sharing positive words of encouragement to help improve your everyday life.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Dr. Velma Bagby in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Dirty News. For Conversation Dirty News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Best-selling author Dr. Velma Bagby rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about the success of the kids series. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Dr. Velma, always a pleasure. Glad to have you back on with us.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Cyrus. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Look, it's always a pleasure for me as well. So, Dr. Velma, you've had quite the quarter of 2024. You've had quite the past couple of months. I was just saying to you before we went live here, you've had a lot going on. You released a new book, The Wrong Cat Show Tear Down the House. You celebrated your own 50th wedding anniversary. And then, of course, you're gearing up as we're going into the month of April for the release of your newest book in the series. What has this experience been like for you to kind of think about the last 3 months, Dr. Velma?
It's been this time has gone so quickly, it's just difficult to even kind of process it all. I may need the month May to do that. What's going on?
It is a lot, and I should say you're going to be a part of two events, one with myself and one with my friend and colleague, Melissa Banks, a little bit later, some conferences as well. Did you imagine when you started this series, though, Dr. Velma, that it would lead to all the things that it has?
No, I did not. I did not at all, Cyrus. I had no idea. Matter of fact, I didn't have any preconceived notions of what my next steps were going to be. These steps for me have just evolved over time based on responses from the readers, based on reactions I've gotten from the books, based on people I've met and gotten to know and opportunities and doors just opened. So none of this was on my list of things to accomplish.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back to get on tomorrow for more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, a throwback from our artist of the week in sync, Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.